today, August 1st, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast. Straight from the pages of the Disney Insider, your source for all things Disney. Golden Days at Disneyland, Part 2. We continue our guide to Disneyland Park's happiest homecoming on Earth. In Part 1, we were blown away by a parade and hunted for hidden 50s. In this edition, we have even more behind-the-scenes coverage. Golden Ride Vehicles. The bright California sun shimmers on gold surfaces all over the park these days, from the parapets of the bridge to Sleeping Beauty Castle to the golden mouse ears guests are wearing everywhere throughout the park. But surely one of the richest loads of anniversary gold comes in the form of special golden vehicles on many of Disneyland Park's best-loved attractions. Look for a shining metallic pirate ship outside Peter Pan's flight, a gilded elephant soaring with his fellow Dumbos, and a gold car among the rest at Autopia, among many others. Some of the gold vehicles can be ridden through an attraction, while others sit out front begging for guests to hop on for photo opportunities. Created with a combination of gold paint, raspberry-colored details, and lavish touches of real gold leaf, these golden nuggets add a precious element to the celebration. The vehicles set outside attractions are easy to find. Just wait your turn and hop in for your picture moment. To ride one of the golden vehicles on Dumbo or Snow White's Scary Adventure, you'll just have to get lucky in line. There's no more than one at each attraction. Happiest faces on Earth. The Insider reported last winter on the effort to collect photographs for the Happiest Faces on Earth, a photo collage project to adorn Disneyland Park for the 50th celebration. We're happy to report that you delivered, by the thousands. The collages can be seen throughout the park, and they're spectacular. In different shapes and sizes, they're a visual treat. Happiest Faces coordinator Sarah Wiseman pointed out that one of the coolest collages is easy to miss. Tucked away in Critter Country is a hanging mobile featuring Winnie the Pooh, his balloon, and a swarm of angry circling bees, all rendered in photo collage. Have you got friends and family among the swarm? Remember, dreams come true. For the grand finale, we've come to the event that closes a day at Disneyland Park with a bang and a sparkle. Remember, dreams come true is the latest pyrotechnic marvel to grace the skies over Disneyland Park. And show designer Steve Davison says that it's so much more than fireworks. Incredibly, he took on the challenge of simultaneously working on the new parade, Walt Disney's Parade of Dreams, and, remember, Dreams Come True. Steve says, "My conception was, we're going to do e-tickets in the sky. We're going to take everything people love about Disneyland and weave it through the park. We spent about a year and a half developing the soundtrack with composer Greg Smith," unquote. The show incorporates custom pyrotechnics in unusual shapes and colors, but also an audio track drawn from all over the park, the familiar spooky sounds of the Haunted Mansion, the Disneyland Railroad, and even the familiar voices of Julie Andrews and Walt Disney himself. Far from watching the show transpire at a distance, guests will find themselves surrounded on all sides by fireworks, lasers, and sound. Sleeping Beauty Castle changes color. Sounds move through the park via an elaborate new speaker system, and Tinkerbell herself soars over the crowd as you've never seen her before. Steve explains, quote, "Usually when you see fireworks, they're so far away that they look like flat circles, but they're actually three-dimensional balls. And remember, Dreams Come True puts you completely in the middle of the show," unquote. Steve continues, quote, "Someone described it last week as the biggest dark ride ever created," unquote, a comparison that connects the show to archetypal Disneyland attractions like Space Mountain, The Haunted Mansion, and Pirates of the Caribbean. We asked Steve the crucial question, what's the prime spot from which to catch the show? He explains, quote, "There are different places. You can stand right in front of the castle, which is a great place. You can get a great view of the new Tinkerbell. Or you can stand at the hub, where Main Street empties into the center of the park. A really cool place to go is the train station in Town Square, because you get to see the entire show. Fantasmic's a great spot. It's really a beautiful sight to see the fireworks on the water, and you still see Tinkerbell. To be honest, you can see it anywhere. You can be on Small World and have the experience of being right under the fireworks. But where I always stand is between the Walt statue and the end of Main Street. I stand right in the middle. If you ever want to see me and I'm here, That's where I'll be. I film it from there." Unquote. There's still more to the happiest homecoming on Earth. Special events and decorations at Disney parks around the world, a new parade at Disney's California Adventure, brand new attractions, and 18 months of party fun and surprises. It's a splendid way to say, "Happy Golden Anniversary, Disneyland!" We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney Podcast. Get more Disney scoop, plus photos and trivia, in the Disney Insider newsletter. Just visit Disney.com to subscribe.